Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
I almost want to give the wrong name of the group for this so that Greg Hill loses his mind somewhere. Toto. I was just going to make a Three Dog Night joke, that's all. I can hear Greg tomorrow.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Do you know that Three Dog Night? Shime, let it breathe. And Shime can now breathe with less weight pressing down on him.
Skinny Shime.
I'll tell you, the Twitch chat's been ripping Shimey.
Why are they ripping Shime for being skinny?
His thinness is getting to his head.
They think that Shime is acting differently now that he's lost weight.
Yeah, that's right.
Really? Like he's more irritating that he's skinny?
Yeah, like quadrupled down on bad draft takes, stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, so he's more arrogant about his draft takes.
He's the cock of the walk.
Really?
Apparently so. That's what the Twitchers are saying.
Okay.
The Twitchers would also rip Courtney as well and all that.
Oh,
so
geez.
We gotta, go easy on something.
Oh,
like
what
that.
Is this? Look at the one, the Nightlife 0216. Is that even like whoa?
Oh yeah, there's
who is that? Should I even say her name? Is that somebody we know?
I think it was on the day that Shime came out as a horn dog or whatever, there might have been something in there. I don't know. I'm a little lost on that. I don't know if I really want to be updated on that part of the story.
Okay.
Because who wants to think about, Shime and coitus or anything?
Oh, jeez. Like and Courtney looks like she's in a better place today.
I think so.
After
they bullied her into crying. Good Lord. That was Wiggy's big beef. No, that was Wiggy's big beef.
Was what?
Was that he thought we were lumping him in with the people that were bullying Courtney, which in a way he kind of was because he was poking fun.
I was like, yeah, I'm looking right at you, Wiggy.
Yeah,
let me tell you, I'm sweating.
Yeah, yeah. But old Wiggs was like, yeah, I was catching strays.
I'm just an innocent bystander.
Yeah, right. Greg was the one who was mean to her. By the way, the Greg Hill Show, 6 to 10, right here on WEEI.
More like 622, 645-ish, somewhere in that frame.
Somewhere
till around 10:05.
So the Greg Hill Show, somewhere between 5:59 and 10:10.
Yes.
There you go.
Pick them up. Odyssey app, all that stuff.
Oh, man.
Ready to go.
All right. You had some players talking down at Gillette yesterday. And I know Andy Hart referenced Jabril Peppers, who, even though Jabril Peppers came here kind of recommended by the village idiot known as Joe Judge, I think people have come to respect what Jabril Peppers has done here as a New England Patriot. Fair to say?
I think he's a fan favorite.
I agree.
Yeah.
Makes plays,
tough,
says a lot of the right things. Yeah.
He's hardworking.
He's what you would want in a Bill Belichick player.
He fit really good in the first dynasty.
Oh, no question.
He fit really well in there.
He can mesh and mix and all that stuff. And as you're listening to this, okay, folks, I want you to just kind of think in the back of your head. This is, I don't know, the umpteenth player who has talked after Bill Belichick has left, who puts the caveat in talking about Gerard Mayo and puts the little thing in there about, yeah, but we like Belichick, or we respect Belichick. And, we've heard multiple players do that in talking about the now, mentioning, hey, but we also liked Bill. So as you're listening to this, folks, tell me if you think this is a – concerted, concentrated effort for players to pay the kind of respect to Bill Belichick now that he's no longer running the organization that maybe we haven't heard in other places.
Mayo is a great, great coach. So is Bill, you know, and I don't like to make comparisons because that's the, you know, that's a thief of joy. But, you know, what he did worked, you know, it was a dynasty here. And, you know, like all things, you know, change is good. So I'm excited to see what, you know, Mayo and his guys can do, you know, go out there and, you know, play my ass off for him.
Interesting that another player throws in kind of the Bill caveat as well. Why?
I think it's just like the elephant in the room. You just, when you get your first opportunity, you're going to have to kind of, and what did he say? Comparison is the killer of joy or something like that?
Is that
a line?
It is. Actually, the line is comparison is the theft of joy.
No, that's a thief of joy, but.
The thief. Yeah. Okay, I get it. But I think that's it. I think eventually you're going to have to stop talking about him. Even when somebody asks you about him.
Okay, let me go next layer conspiracy theory quickly, and I know I just cut you off. Do you think amongst the players there is the, we don't want to get caught up the way the others did in the dynasty. Let's make sure we pay the proper respect.
I feel like that's the adult thing to do. Hey, let's acknowledge his worth. Let's not be afraid to talk about him. Let's not do that. That, to me, that's childish. To me, you know, that's just immature. You should be able to talk about it. Yeah, he was here. There was not some memo that went out and said, listen, ignore everything that Bill has said or done. If somebody mentions him to you, say, we're moving on.
I would love to know what some of the current players thought of that whole dynasty thing. Because all we've heard
I think they were in it, though.
No. They weren't in it, but there were guys still in that room who were a part of it or who were affected by it or who, when they got here, it was, this is the standard because this is what we're all about. So everyone in that room in some way would have been exposed to Belichick, the dynasty, and maybe more importantly of the, this is the way we kind of do things here. Is why I want to know if those dudes are sitting there, sorry, and just being like, oh, yeah, Mr. Kraft's 1,000,000% right. This guy's a village idiot or whatever. Or did some of the current players watch it and be like, oh, man, that is not the guy that I know.
Probably that's not the guy I know. The references to him being tough and demanding and all that stuff, they understand that. They can relate to that. But if you were one of those players, and somebody asked you about what's going on, how the change has gone, what's been different, would you ignore it or would you describe it?
No, I think you have to describe it, but you can also be smart about it. Hey, there was a lot here that was going right. Mayo's putting his twist on it. I'm just here to work and try to win. It. Boom, done. That's all
you
got to do.
You don't need some funky, cool little cliche line to throw out there, but I appreciate it. Listen, the guy's well-respected. That's why he's talking.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that it feels like the Patriots have kind of put people out there in the offseason who would kind of know how to handle it, who would know how to, okay, let me at least try to step around the landmine versus stepping right on it verbally. There's also this from Jabril Peppers, because the day that Steph Diggs was traded from Buffalo, you and I were like, all right, and maybe a little bit of a new day in the AFC East, huh? Well, here is Jabril Peppers talking about the impact Diggs leaving Buffalo.
Jabril, how do you feel about Stephon Diggs leaving the division?
You know, I'm a competitive guy, man. So I love going against who, you know, people think are some of the best players in the league. You know, you definitely want to bring a little extra that day. But, you know, it's like a bittersweet moment. I'm not going to lie and say, you know, I'm not happy, but, you know, we still play those guys. You know, they're still AFC, so it's like he isn't really going anywhere. It's just, you know, I got to see him twice anymore.
So here's the other thing I would say when somebody asks me about a really good player. I'd be like, listen, I'm glad he's gone. Glad he's gone. We don't have to worry about him
anymore. That's because you're real.
That's somebody else. It's somebody else's problem. Believe me, there's more like him that we're going to have to face. Like, It always made me laugh. Like, the guys are like, "Oh, you glad Brady's not in the AFC anymore?" No, man. I'm gonna play him every. I want my shot at Brady. No, I'm not gonna ever, avoid, some sort of competition. I'd be like, "Thank God. Thank God he's gone. Holy crap. We have an outside chance now. The guy's been dominating the league for 20 years. Let it be somebody else's problem."
Christian, what do you think of Bruce Smith leaving Buffalo? Thank God.
Hey, John Elway retired. Holy crap. Thank God. Hey, you guys are so bad in the AFC West. We're actually going to put you in the NFC. Thank God. We have to play Kansas City, San Diego, Denver, because we can't beat them. Yes, we need to change and change our uniforms.
You're the you're among the few who would give real answers in a room.
I just feel like here's the one thing I want to get to. I know we got to get to trending one last time, okay? Because we're almost done. I know you got one foot out the door already because you're leaving. Thursday's your last day.
Well, I've been fine today.
Okay, you did
more
come around.
More worried about who's watching the dog and stuff.
Okay. When we come back, I want to play you this one clip about a phrase. I guess, would you call it a phrase? A saying. A saying that has existed in that building since I got here. And I'm amazed they're getting rid of it.
Could Troy Brown bring it with him to Arizona State, where he is a candidate for the wide receivers coach?
Who's the head coach there now?
I don't even know. I just saw the thing that Troy's a candidate.
He'll never go to Arizona.
I kind of am with you.
No way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Do the Youngs listen to this music? Even though it is hip-hop. Even though it's hip-hop and rap music. Yeah, but it's telling people to work. People don't want to work. So why do they want to hear it in their music, for crying out loud? Huh. 125, Gresh and Fourier here with you. Jones and Mego coming up top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Tomorrow with us, by the way, John Anik from Vegas. We'll get that squared away. And I do believe he will be on the Zoom, just like Andy Hart. So it might be a tad bit of audio delay in terms of talking to him. I saw Billy just cross his fingers, and I'm with him. But Coop's here tomorrow, so we got all that squared away. Because Coop and Nick figured out the last time we had somebody on Twitch.
Coop figured it out.
Yeah, well, as long as Coop's here to figure it out. But you now know, do you not, Nick, or did you forget?
Oh, no, it's all on his end. I can only do so much from here.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
and
maybe.
If I do so much, I can turn the button on.
Well, maybe you should then go in there so we have, like, backup to know this, because
Someone's going to have to teach Terp.
Well, yeah, if it's Terp, who knows if we're going to get thrown in there, you know what I mean? So we gotta make sure we got to be a band of four. We're going to be able to do it on our own.
At least we're going to find out.
Or at least have the answers for others who may not know. So, Foyer, I do believe with the whole new, as they used to say on American Choppers, with the whole paint and powder chrome and all that and all of the fanciness of the new paint jobs going on to make all the walls beige and plain. They painted over Do Your Job?
Well, I don't know if they've necessarily painted over it, but it has been absent, and the players have noticed it. They asked Peppers about it, and here's what he said.
You still got the same signs up, like the Do Your Jobs and all
that? I don't know. Not that I've seen. If they are, they definitely aren't in the same spot.
Okay, so let's just discuss this for a second.
If
okay?
they are, they aren't in the same
spot. They're not
spot.
There. No, he would have said, yeah, they're okay, so they hit him. They're behind somebody's door, right? So they can't see him. So when a coach takes over a new team,
mm-hmm.
right, they always come with, like, their own little phrase. I remember P.J. Fleck at Minnesota.
Row the boat.
Row the boat. Anchor down.
Chopping wood with Rutgers.
And it's Shiano. Everywhere. It's everywhere. You see it everywhere. There's signs. There's I'm not hard to find, all that lame stuff. But there's other stuff. There's other sayings and slogans from other universities that, regardless of who's the coach, those slogans never change. Roll Tide never leaves. I don't care if it's Nick Saban or somebody else. The tomahawk chop, that's not going anywhere. Hook 'em horns. The whole.
That's right. You can't.
It never leaves.
You can't make fun of it. It's
okay.
So
you can't go. You can't do that.
Boomer sooner.
So yeah. So you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I thought
we're Rhode Island bored. We're Rhode Island dead.
They're treating the whole do your job like the whole row your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, new coach comes in. Hey, we gotta be serious. We gotta row the boat. We're gonna row it upstream. Let's go. Right. Yeah. Row the boat. Yeah. Yeah. The dude actually puts a rowboat in the locker room somewhere. Right. Do your job is now Roll Tide. That's what it is to me. It shouldn't leave it just because there's a new coach. It doesn't lose its meaning. It doesn't mean that Bill is in the building. The ghost of Bill is hovering over you. You should keep the do your job part, because I would think I see do your job like everywhere now.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't take Roll Tide and put it in, you know, Foxborough High School. That doesn't make any sense. You can do your job at basketball and hockey and you name it. I thought that was weird. To me, I feel like they crossed over a little bit. Now Pepper says that he hasn't noticed it. Maybe it is, but it's somewhere else in the building. Maybe it's in the museum.
Let's not fool ourselves.
It's
not
gone
there anymore. It's
right?
gone, yeah.
Because out of all the slogans and phrases that Bill has ever used, which one is the most powerful and has been reused by every single person?
Do your job, because it's simplistic, and in a lot of ways, it's self-explanatory.
And that is why I feel like this was really like them really doubling down on their whole philosophy that any memory of Bill or what he stood for needs to be removed from the building. Do your job is gone. Do your job is Roll Tide. It shouldn't leave regardless of who the coach is.
Great text from the 508 who says, Notre Dame's famous play like a champion
same
today
thing.
Sign.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. It's the same
That's
thing.
That's a great comparison.
It is. It actually means, but it's like, it's actually better than Roll Tide because mm-hmm. play like a champion. It's the same freaking thing. And I have put my kids through play like a champion courses, like as a coach.
Yeah.
You had to do like a play like a champion course if you were going to coach a certain team or something like that. And it was a whole 2-day seminar that you had to sit through. So you learned how to teach your kids that you were coaching how to play like a champion.
All right.
Good sportsmanship, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's their stuff. Definition of
yes.
play like a champion yes. pushed onto you.
Yes.
Got
yes.
it.
Like incorporate it from Notre Dame, though.
Oh.
So they like stole it and they said, whatever. So this to me, it was like, man, it stood out to me because, like, why out of all the things to get rid of? Like, why this?
Well, let me ask you this. Remember at certain times, the New England Patriots have offered, hey, if you no longer want this jersey, bring it in and exchange it for another one or whatever, right? But they had that before. I know with Aaron Hernandez, there was one,
yeah.
you know. And, I'm trying to remember if there have been others of the whole, hey, you know, if you bring it in, we'll trade it out. So is that the same for the do your job stuff that the Crafts have sold for, what, 12 years? How many pieces of sweatshirts, hats, T-shirts, memorabilia, whatever it is, over the past, you know, I don't know when they really started cranking it up, but I'll go with 2010, let's say, okay, where he really cranked up maybe the do your job part of the whole thing. So it's okay to monetize, but as soon as the guy's out of the building, so what is it? Can I buy a shirt that says slogan to be named later?
Yeah.
Like, because if it isn't do your job, then what's the message down there? Really? Well, and I'm being a half hour.
It'll be his version of Row the Boat.
Right.
It'll be some new thing that he thinks up, and that'll be his mantra. And you're excellent point, because you're right. They put this on shirts.
Right.
They put it on mugs. People talk about it all the time. And it's different than the Patriot Way, which I think is no one can really ever define it anyways.
Well, the Patriot Way, I think, was almost put to bed with the Dynasty. Because Lord knows they showed the other end of it and crapped on part of it, you know, while it was going on, for God's sakes.
Yeah, To me, this is them. Hey, listen, if you're going to go all in.
Right, if you're going to rip the Band-Aid
off, you got to do everything. But yeah, but if I'm Gerard Mayo, you tell me, how difficult is it for him not to constantly use that phrase? How many times do you think he's going to address the team, address a player, talk to the media, and have to catch himself saying, do your job?
I think it's going to be a lot. I do. Or it is a real concerted effort to avoid it. And that's where I would say, why?
Same.
Because the message in theory shouldn't change. So are we getting into the don't do your job era?
Yeah. Well, do your job only when you feel good about it.
Or do your job half-assed.
Yeah.
Or you're right. Do your job only when you're in a good mood. Do your job when you can get a huggy to start the day.
I don't care who comes in as a coach. I feel like that is something that should be trademarked with the Patriots overall.
Oh, I love some of the texters. This is great. The 413, what wouldn't Bill do?
Honest to God.
New slogan, collaborate your job. The 781, we have no silos.
Hey, do the Raiders still do Just Win, Baby?
Because
it's still everywhere, but the dad.
I think so.
The dad is, that was his.
Davis, it might have been like trademarked or something.
No, but my point is like, you know, he invented that. He coined that phrase, and it's still used today, but maybe because it was invented by the guy who owns the team's dad, and it's just part of the Raider mystique. Just Win, Baby. And I feel like it's do your job is the same way. You know, you can't, it feels like they're trying really hard to prove a point, and I think sometimes common sense, you should probably back off, because I'm telling you, Gerard Mayo is going to say do your job a lot. Do your job. Give me a non-mocking version of do your job.
Man.
No.
You've only given me 8 minutes to figure this out.
I'm
with you. Like, it's kind of, because I don't know how you.
One day at a time. Step by step.
Again, like, we've heard it all from Bill.
There isn't a better.
And he, with all of his press conferences, think about it. You know, how many times he said, just take it day by day.
Like, it is Mayo, what it is.
So think about it. Like, you know what this is morphing into in a weird way? I don't know if you used to watch David Letterman back in the day, but when David Letterman, would do his top 10 list, and it would be like, you know, the top 10 list from the home office in, you know, Kenosha, Wisconsin or whatever. Top 10 phrases Gerard Mayo must avoid.
You're right.
Because they've moved on from Bill Belichick. Yeah. So it would be do your job. There's no more it is what it is.
Yeah.
Take that day by day.
No more day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need 7 more to make a top 10 list.
Wow. No, I think that'd be, that's actually a good bit. I wonder if we can come up with 10. Because number one is absolutely do your job. Oh, on to whatever, fill in the blank.
The 617, do your job and get a ribbon. I love that.
And we can't say just suck a little. That is lose. It's not Bill's.
Hold on. Top 10.
Get it done. I don't think Bill's ever said get it done. Delegate your job.
Only suck a little bit. No, again, that's Lou. Bill's never used that, although I wish he would have.
I just went in.
Seattle.
No
was that?
More.
What was that one?
No, it was the one where they were peppering him with questions. He's like, Seattle.
Seattle.
That counts. That counts.
I'm just – so I went into the Google and I
Cam's
did –
Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
And I did top 10 phrases of Bill Belichick. And
do your job well.
And it took me to something called brainyquote.com, which I tried to open. Hold on here. And it
oh, careful.
I went away from it. Bill Belichick quotes. Okay, do your job.
I don't know.
Oh! Apparently Gerard Mayo's got to lose no days off.
That's another one.
So we're up to four.
So it's pretty much of a clean slate.
No days off is a great one. And we didn't really hear that a lot during the season. We didn't really know that. But he was saying that to the team, and we didn't realize it until the parade when he was really boldly stating, this is what our slogan was. No days off.
Again, no stats are for losers.
Stats are for losers, but he didn't say it a lot.
Oh, how about this one? Mayo's got to lose. This is a big one. Dependability is more important than ability. We now got the ability guys that are undependable now. So we got to flip that around.
Yes, there's something to do with like the consistency aspect of availability. Because he wasn't a big, you can't make the club in the tub guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was just kind of understood, but he never really said it.
I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions.
Oh, there we go. The game isn't over until the clock runs out.
And I'm not a doctor.
Oh, no. That one.
I'm not a doctor.
That one is on the list.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know what another one is? I don't remember how he used to phrase it. He's like, the injury report will be out, will be released
soon.
Oh,
the injury report will be out Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another
that's
thing,
a good
too.
One.
Does Mayo have to go oppo and start at the press conference to like, do it like Robert Saleh?
He's going
to. With the whole, hey, guys, I want to start with the latest update here, and let me get my sheet out, and here are all the guys who are hurt.
Okay. Off season.
Here's the thing, though. Like, here's why I think he cannot imagine. Like, you are a product of your environment and how you were raised and who you were around. I don't think he's going to be able to not do what Bill did.
How about last week was last week. This week's this week.
That's on the list.
Ignore the noise.
Ignore the noise.
One.
Oh my God.
Now you got to listen to the noise.
Geez, I don't know if
any other questions.
No. Ignore the noise is probably number two.
Coaches' decisions are coaches' decisions.
There's a version of coaches' decision. Oh, I did. No. Here's the ultimate one. Here it is.
Oh,
you ready?
Uh-oh.
Here's what it is.
Uh-oh.
I did what was best for the team.
Nope. That's gone.
That's on the list, though.
It is.
That is on the list.
But that's why
that's
down.
On the
You're
list
right.
of things
Absolutely.
You can't use.
Can't
we
use
put
it.
Our own list. You cannot say, if you're not going to do your job, you cannot say, I did. Why did you make this decision? Why did you go for on fourth down? Why did you decide to kick a field goal?
We did what's best for the team.
Yep.
Nobody works harder than Bill.
That's another one. Fill in the blank with the name. Nobody works harder than whom? Wow, we got a good list.
We
can't
do.
No, like you're going to have a bunch of hypothetical situations, and I don't know what those hypotheticals are. So
hypotheticals.
Some
version of talking about hypotheticals. I don't answer hypotheticals.
Great. It's hot, it's cold, it's windy, it rains, it snows.
We have a lot of people who have sent in Mona Lisa Vito. If Mayo ever gets to in a situation where he's got to use Mona Lisa Vito, we'll give him the pass.
Yeah,
on
but
that
that's
one.
A standalone. We're talking
that
about
is.
Repetitive sayings that he used over and over. Because I could go back to the whole Philadelphia Super Bowl where he's like, "Oh, the parade's going to go down this route." That whole thing.
The whole.
I can't stand it. Run it again. Huddle up and run it again, Brady.
No, forget those days are gone.
That's every day, though. That's
No. Don't you think now would be okay, guys? We're gonna try it again.
No. That wouldn't even be said like that, guys. I gotta make you run.
Excellent observation, Christian.
I'm telling you, this hurts me more than it hurts you. You know what? I'm gonna run it with you, hey, coaches. We're all going to run it with you.
Can you imagine?
We've all messed up.
Van Pelt's just dragging behind. He's like the biggest one of all.
The O-line coach is probably going to be the one who's like, are we really doing this? Are we really running? Mm-hmm. Scar's not on that team anymore because Scar could run with all of them.
Ooh, next man up.
Another good one.
Out the window.
Wow.
All the future questions are the future.
Wow, we did that quick.
Well,
we came out with a really good Dave Letterman. We need to send this to him.
I don't have anything to add to what I've already sent.
We'll send it to Mayo. If you're getting rid of Do Your Job, here are the top 10 phrases you cannot use. Number one would be Do Your Job.
Yep.
And then we go on from there.
Yeah. Wow. But tomorrow we have to actually have it all written out. We have to have the list.
Do we have to challenge ourselves to do to write out a top 10 list that
we
can
present
to the people?
I feel like we already did it.
Well, I feel like
it's out of order.
And I also feel like we probably only have 6 or 7. We may need a few
more.
Twice.
I think we have a hard 10. And then obviously the 10s are never as good as like, you know, the 5s.
Obviously. No, absolutely not.
All three phases. Bam, that one is in there.
I wonder if Mayo can get away from that one.
He can make all the throws. No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
No, but that would be funny if in the very first press conference, Mayo rolls out, hey, you know, this guy can make all the throws, and if we just do our job, we'll be okay. Do you think he, like, covers his mouth? You know, like when a little kid swears, and their eye, they'll go,
yeah.
Like this?
Yeah.
Do we think that Mayo might catch himself and be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. That
when
was in the silo.
Down in the Super Bowl.
That one was horrible. Here's another one.
What do you got?
Control what you can control.
Oh yeah,
it's another good one. I tell you, we're gonna have too many.
I've already answered that. That's a pretty good one. It was very deflective.
Snap face and Pandorama.
Yeah, does he do any jokes about?
Pandorama.
Because his kids are young enough. His kids are on the TikTok thing.
That sounds like something Benny Lanny would watch when Billy got home.
Pandorama.
Yeah, right.
Too easy. Wow, we did that quick. Hey, thank you, Twitchers and Texters.
Hey, Dad, can you put on Pandorama for me?
First of all, I'm not familiar with anything you're talking about there.
How about F.U. Mason just shut the F up?
Look at the scoreboard.
I'll tell you what, if Mayo rolls that out on somebody, that I'd stand up and give him a round of applause on that one if he does the F.U. Mason.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here.
Another one. Wait, no, that's a great one.
Hey,
I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here.
Oh, there you go. Mayo, I think, would. But the whole, you know, Derek Mason thing, what if Mayo got crossed with Chris Mason, who covers the team? And he just like, you know, F.U. Mason. That could happen.
And all the people who are associated with you.
I mean, that could.
Who we're not supposed to know about.
That could happen. Why not? I mean, because Mayo at some point is going to lose it on someone, isn't he?
I'm telling you.
Is it going to be a test? It's going to be like Frank Costanza? Serenity now, insanity later?
Well, I wonder if he's really kind of wrapped his arms around what it's really going to be like in like November 1st. Right? First 2 months.
Have we?
Kristen really, you know, coming out of Colorado, I thought was not elite, but, you know, but good.
Wrong. That's the one thing he was wrong about.
Yeah, that's
he was definitely wrong.
Can't believe
stupid.
Can't believe you signed here. Jeez. Yeah, Bill dealt with you like a real person. Good Lord. Are You Done? Brings it home next.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app. Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
All right, tomorrow, the voice of the UFC, John Anik, will be aboard before UFC 300 this weekend. And local guy Calvin Kattar's on that card as well. He's got a big fight against Aljamain Sterling. Calvin Kattar might be a win away from a title shot if he beats Sterling. And again, that's a local guy getting it done. So we'll talk to our buddy Anik tomorrow. We'll formulate the David Letterman-style top 10 slogans Gerard Mayo can no longer use, a la Do Your Job.
Yeah, we're going to break them down for you.
Here's the thing. We got to do it this way, and then maybe next week we got to figure out what could the Mayo slogans be.
That's an even better challenge, too, because I feel like that's going to be hard.
Yeah, how do you...
Are we talking serious ones or are we mocking this? Are we mockable slogans? Maybe a mix?
How about a mix?
Okay, let's do a mix.
Yeah, we can.
That made the list.
I wonder if that's the newest shirt in the pro shop. Do Your Job is gone.
That is so funny.
Burning some cash.
And there's like a picture of the guys they burned the cash for.
Yep.
RKK.
Oh, man, this is not. This
there
is
with
just...
a, so it's Robert Kraft with a lighter in his hand,
yeah.
Right? Holding a thing of gasoline.
Who was the wrestler that used to burn the money?
Oh, right. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Wasn't that what he was deal? It. What did he do? I was holding it, though.
No, he was.
But he burned it as a sign of, like, I have so much.
No. What he did was he brought someone in the ring to dribble a basketball X amount of times, and then when the kid was about to get to 10, he kicked the ball away and didn't give him the money. He would always find a way to screw people out of the money, which is a little more Bill, maybe, than Robert.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually.
Ask David Givens or people actually. Like that. I wonder if old players are now going to be willing to be like, yeah, here's how they porked me on a catch bonus.
And I wonder if those guys, like you see, like Bill O'Brien's the head coach at BC now, and I see are all these old BC players coming by and pro players. I wonder if, like, now that Ding Dong the Witch is dead and he's gone out of the building, if guys flock to the Patriots practices, their meeting rooms, and just, you know, everybody's taking pictures. And,
oh, I've been waiting to see Rohan Davey 20 years later. I mean, my God.
Maybe this is when Asante Samuel comes back.
Oh, boy.
Maybe this is when Adalius Thomas, Cassius Marsh.
Cassius Marsh.
He comes back.
Who is the other? Who's the white linebacker that Kern yelled at?
Oh. That Kern got in a fight with.
It was the guy who yelled at Stacey James. PR.
Yeah, it was Kern was part of that.
Yeah, it was. Oh, the guy went to Kansas
Monty
State.
Monty Beisler.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Good pull. You won your competition
that,
today.
Who he played with.
Who's that now?
Can remember that, but he can't remember who he played with.
Who, Fourier?
Yeah.
Of course he can.
Mean? I remember we had you say every player's name on the team and you couldn't do it.
What was that?
During the season.
No, that was I remember when you did that. That was when I was doing the 25-hour deal. You guys quizzed me. You and Keith quizzed me.
I think we tried to.
I had no sleep.
Yeah, I know. We tried to break you on that one. And then the last one I missed, I was coming back from a fight.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're not going to miss any more.
Somebody wants to know it's Thunder Buddies tease instead of
Another
do your job.
One.
Just do work.
Thunder Buddies is on the list.
Spread the mayo.
Golly.
It is funny. Like, it's like, God, man, we're just running out of time. But like, it's like a guy like Mayo that is beloved. If you've seen how quickly people will turn on Bill and everything he's accomplished.
Oh, yeah. You know what I give Mayo? A year and a half's worth of runway. And then I think the walls start to close in from the fans a little bit. That's my best guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've gotten there yet in terms of.
No.
We need to see.
I got to figure it out.
Yeah, it's.
I'm on the outside looking in now for a couple different reasons.
Is it me?
No. Why do you think it's you?
Well, because it's normally the way it goes.
Yeah, but
I work with catch the heat.
Yeah. No.
Because people don't want to call me and say, what's the problem? Because I tell them. It's one of those deals. When keeping it real goes right.
Yeah.
They don't call, I guess. So we got Anik tomorrow. We've got, I don't know. After that.
Top 10 list.
Celtics and Bruins played last night. We got the top 10 list.
God, we didn't even touch the Celtics. There's some things that happened in that game last night that have never happened ever before in the history of the NBA.
No free throws. And because of top 10 lists and no more do your job, it hit the cutting room floor.
That's all right. We'll use it on Friday.
That's right. Or we'll get to it tomorrow, maybe. Who the hell knows? Chicken, Egg, and Billy producing on the radio side. Coop on the digital side. If something went wrong, blame them. Jones and Mego are coming up next. They will talk to Alex Cora at 2:30 and Scal at 4:30. And we'll talk to Anik tomorrow. We will see you bright and early, 10 a.m.
Thank you for listening.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.